You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 158, Chakras and Dimensions, Part 1. Thank you for joining us today for this very metaphysical conversation. It's got a lot of moving parts to it, so it will take me a couple episodes to get it all out. Before we get into our subject for today, I want to take this time to say congratulations to our newest ordained lightworkers, Sandra Gray of Arizona and David Walters of Toronto, Canada. Sandra has co-authored a book, and they are launching it today. It's called 52 Weeks of Gratitude, and they are having a Facebook event where they're going to go live, and you can meet all of the authors. So you can go and check it out. And today, of course, is December 11th of 2018. And for those of you who have been following the podcast for some time now, you would know David Walters from episode number 40, where he personally shared some of his spiritual journey with us. Now, David has come full circle, and he is the first man to join our team and our family of lightworkers. So I want to say congratulations to both of you, and I just want to let you know how proud I am of you. Welcome to the family. And last but not least, I wanted to give you an update on my book, Doors of Light. If you have gone to Amazon lately to purchase a copy, then you would have noticed the ridiculous price. Just a few weeks ago, the cheapest copy was the mass market edition, and it was $44.63. But now that price has gone up to $141.18. The cheapest copy you can get on Amazon now is $94.55. So you ask, what happened? What happened to the 1995 copy? I'm not sure either. They seem to be auctioning off the last few books. So for those of you who didn't get your book when it was 1995, we have a solution for you. We will have the digital copy of the book available at the beginning of the year that you will be able to purchase directly from our website at awakenthehealing.com. The reason for this sudden change is because I did not renew my contract with the publisher, and now the book is hard to get. Spirit told me that it was time for us to start our own publishing company, so that's exactly what I'm doing. We are in the early stages of creating our own distribution for not only my books, but for others who are creating spiritual and self-help materials, such as books, movies, and so on. It's a big project, so I'm not sure when we'll be ready to reprint our second edition of Doors of Light. But meanwhile, we'll make it available as an ebook, and then the audio version will be released soon after. So don't freak out and don't think that I'm the one getting the money from those ridiculously priced copies. This is one of the reasons why we're going to distribute our own materials and start our own publishing company. Okay, thank you for your patience for all those updates. Now for our message today. I'm going to give you a little sample of some of the things that we'll be studying in the lightworking ministry classes. This is going to be a deep discussion about energy. I don't usually get too deep into metaphysics because, as Jesus said, humans have difficulty drinking milk, so how can I give them meat? And this is heavy, but some of you are ready for a deeper metaphysical discussion. And Spirit said it's time to share this information with you. So here it goes. This discussion would be very helpful for healers and spiritual students. And just because you don't understand something doesn't mean that it's not something you should know. Spirit wanted me to do an episode on this so that everyone who listens to this podcast will start to have a clearer understanding of some things that can be a little confusing. So try to listen with an open heart, and the truth of what I'm saying will become clear to you. Just remember that arrogance is a blocking energy, and it will not allow you to grow. I find that it's easier for me to teach people that are new to these subjects, as opposed to those who have been studying them for years. And that's primarily because people think they already know everything and there's nothing else you can tell them. And this is exactly what the enemy within wants you to believe, because this type of thinking keeps you from growing. And I know that I am a student for life, because the more I learn, the more I'm shown how much I really don't know. Spirit has been teaching me for my entire life. So all my confirmations for lessons always seem to come through some sort of channeling where someone else is tapping into the same infinite intelligence that's been my guide for so long. Everything I will share with you on this subject has been revealed to me from Spirit and then confirmed and expounded upon by outer sources through books like The Convoluted Universe by Dolores Cannon and The Raw Material, The Law of One. These sources have been created through some sort of channeling, so my confirmations always come through that way. The Raw Material is where my confirmation came from on this subject of chakras and dimensions. For over 20 years now, Spirit has been showing me that chakras are more than just energy centers within the aura, and no chakra should ever be closed or limited in size, as some healers do, and that's very common with the root chakra. The root chakra is feared and thought to be too open, so many healers attempt to close it or limit its size, and this in turn creates even more problems within the body. As a healer, we are looking to bring balance to the individual, not to create more problems for them. Therefore, we should be focusing on opening the chakras in order to remove the blockages and to allow the energy to flow, because the energy does all the healing. The root chakra is the gateway to all the others, and this is the first chakra to be activated when energy enters into your body. This flow of energy enters through your feet from the cosmos and the earth. And if the root chakra is blocked for any reason, it creates major problems for the entity. The energy is limited and it cannot flow into the body. So this prevents the higher energy centers from ever being activated. So you see a concentration of energy around the root in the belly chakra, the first two centers. And these centers represent survival. This is one reason for the lower back pain, because the energy gets trapped there. This is where the internal light meditation comes into play to help clear blockages of energy and to raise your internal light frequency to match the cosmic energy that is entering into your body through your feet. This energy enters everyone, but it is unusable if your internal light has not been developed. And we'll talk about that more later. Each chakra is an energy center, which in turn is a dimensional portal, a literal manifestation within your energetic body. These centers are doorways for energy to flow through. They are gateways into other dimensions, frequencies, vibratory states of being that you have access to. You are potentially able to access seven dimensions within this form because they exist within you. The eighth dimension is a higher octave of existence, and it is represented as the chakra above the crown. This is the chakra that the Egyptians accessed as they did healings within the pyramids through their process of energetic resurrection and literal resurrection. There is great misunderstanding around the ancient Egyptian practices, and their use of the death process for healing individuals is very, very deep. This subject matter can become very complex and even confusing because others have attempted to explain it with very little understanding or through misinformation. Some of the explanations have been misleading simply due to lack of understanding, but on the other hand, some of it has been deliberate because those who want you to remain asleep have already prepared for your awakening. And they lay booby traps for you. They don't want you to truly understand chakras and energy centers. They don't want you to know that you are a multidimensional being, even while still in your body. If it feels like this information is over your head, just listen anyway, because if you continue to study, eventually it will all become clearer at another time. There are infinite dimensions, and they are esoterically represented by the number 7. 7 has been known to be a very powerful spiritual number that represents spiritual infinity. The numerology of 7 will confirm this to be the case. So when we talk about 7 dimensions, we are speaking also of those infinite sub-dimensions of each level. But the 8th is always a new octave. Now, within your body, within the energy field that surrounds you, you have 7 major chakras: the root, the belly, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the brow, which is also called the 3rd eye, and the crown chakra. They all have corresponding colors, and those colors represent vibratory states. And we'll also talk about that in the 2nd episode. In the next episode, we're going to go through all of the chakras and give you an idea of what each of them represents in your life. We could write a book on each chakra, to be honest, and how it relates to your physical experience as well as your etheric experience. So my desire is just to bring out some things that are not commonly known about these energy centers. And if you decide to become an ordained life worker with Awakened Healing Ministries, then you will receive deeper lessons about these topics as well as others. And your classes continue to be free of charge. Visit our website to get more information on how you can become an ordained light worker with Awaken the Healing Ministries. Go to www.awakenthehealing.com. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.